Live from across America and around the world, it's the Voice of Reason. If you're tired of people telling you what the Bible says, wouldn't you like to know what it means? Lighthouse World Ministries presents A Voice of Reason with your host, John Anderson. Join John and his guest as they will bring the scriptures alive. Come, let us reason together. And now, your host, John Anderson.
Hey, welcome back to Voice of Reason, hour number four of a four-hour stretch. Great to be with you on this Sunday evening. Here we are, January the 9th, 2011. Start of a new year and a whole new decade. And actually, in April of this year, we will complete a decade with the Voice of Reason in its various forms and early stages, from 1 hour to 2 hours. And finally to 4 hours. And we've been doing that over the last 7 years. It's great to be with you. I hope you enjoy it. And it's only because those of you out there that believe in what we're doing help keep us afloat. And now some of you, God bless you for stepping forward and helping us gain two additional markets. There are more aspects out there. And I want to hit this right quick, folks. There is opportunity to get on one of the top Christian stations in Los Angeles, California. And I would love to do that. That can only happen if some of you out there say, hey, this, it's an incredible market, folks, Los Angeles. Now, if you would like to see us do that, if you'd like to be a part of it, send me an email or give me a phone call, and I'll be happy to discuss it with you. That would be an incredible opportunity to be able to get on KKLA in Los Angeles. If you think that it's a worthwhile endeavor, then call me or email me. Let me know. I'll be happy to discuss it with you. Now, Lord Dale and I, the last 2 hours and this hour as well, are dealing with the site issue, a form of eschatology, actually, that believes that the millennium of Revelation 20 was actually only 40 years long, and it began roughly 30 and ended with the fall of Jerusalem in AD 70, i.e. the 40-year millennium. We've been hitting a lot of points, Lord Dale, on this. And as far as I'm concerned, systematically destroying the tenets that are being put forth in this position, I don't find it holding water. And I'm trying to be nice about this, but I don't see anywhere that this is taught scripturally that is being presented. Now, you brought up another point right at the end of the last hour. I want you to hit that. We've got about 2 minutes here before our first break, and then we'll move forward with it.
All right. Another tenet of the 40-year millennial view, John, is that the martyrs of Revelation received thrones, priesthood, and authority. And if that's true, then the living saints should receive those very things at the same time, and this is precisely what we find. Note the harmony with the living during the 40-year period. Now, see, that's a very interesting assertion. What they're, in effect, telling us the Bible says is that Revelation teaches that martyrs receive thrones, priesthood, and authority, and the living saints receive that exactly the same time. You know, John, I totally agree with that position. However, when we come back from the break, we'll find out why that position didn't occur in a 40-year millennium.
Folks, I want you to think about this for a minute. This is going back to the issue. Can we really trust the Bible? When you go to the actual scriptures, it's been said on this program a long, long time, when it was said, if a person uses a scripture, go to it, check it out. This is what Lloyd and I are doing throughout all of this. This is a challenge for you to think. We're going to be back right after this. Hang tight. There is a lot more coming.
It's
the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back to The Voice of Reason. I'm John Anderson, your host, and it's certainly good to be with you on this Sunday evening. And Lloyd Dale is with me this hour, as he was the two previous hours. And we are systematically going through this idea of a, quote, 40-year millennium. This is coupled and is spun out of the idea that God wrapped everything up in AD 70, and that's it. Therefore, the thousand years, thousands, plural, more than one, great expanse of time of Revelation 20 had to be fit within a 40-year time frame because, after all, in AD 70, God wrapped it all up. How am I doing so far, Lloyd?
Well, you're doing all right, but it doesn't deal with our subject at hand. That is this, that the martyrs of Revelation received thrones, priesthood, and authority, then the living saints received the very same thing at the very same time, and that's exactly what we find happening, according to them, during the 40-year millennium. However, that's not what the Bible teaches. Now, first of all, a martyr is a dead person. A dead person can't receive anything, John, unless something happened. And, of course, the thing that happened is that it's got to be resurrected. So the the correct view should state that resurrected martyrs of Revelation received thrones, priesthood, and authority. And the living saints received thrones, priesthood, and authority at precisely the same time. So they're telling us that this precise same time was the 40-year millennium. However, let's just check and see what the Bible says about that. Now note that they're saying that the dead and the living received thrones, priesthood, and authority at precisely the same time. All right, now here's what the Bible says. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive," there's the alive, "and remain unto the parousia of the Lord shall not precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." So, properly stated, that's exactly right. The dead martyrs and the living saints received thrones, priesthood, and authority all at precisely the same time. However, that wasn't during an imaginary 40-year millennium, because the scriptures unequivocally, without hesitation, and very clearly state that the dead and the living received it at the parousia of Jesus Christ, which occurred shortly after the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 A.D. So it actually happened after their 40-year millennium is up.
It's fascinating, because once again, if we go back, which pointed out much earlier, but it bears repeating at this point, that in 1 Corinthians 15, here we have the Apostle Paul stating unequivocally that Christ was the first fruits, and I'm in 1 Corinthians 15:23, "But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ in his parousia." Being said again, Paul's stating that the event, when it was going to happen, when he was writing to the Thessalonians. It seems to me he's pretty consistent.
Well, and it's even more consistent because not only does Jesus teach it and Paul teaches it, but John teaches it for Jesus as well in Revelation chapter 4, because there we see that John writes, "I saw thrones." That's, of course, what the proponents of the 40-year millennial view are referring to here. And they sat upon them. The question is, who sat on them? And we find out in the text that once they sat on the throne, judgment was given unto them. In other words, they were given power to judge. And John says that he saw the lives of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus Christ. In other words, these were dead, but now they're alive and sitting on thrones and given judgment. And so we see that that's exactly what John continues to say, because he goes on and says that these who had died lived again and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. In other words, that's the resurrection. That's the resurrection in the parousia. That's what verse 4 of Revelation chapter 20 is dealing with. The parousia of Jesus Christ. The time when Jesus sits down in the throne of his glory. Now, let's just look at that idea in terms of the throne of his glory to see what Scripture actually teaches about that. Doing this, turning to Matthew chapter 19, verse 28, we find a very interesting thing. There Jesus teaches his first century disciples that are following him during this imaginary 40-year millennium when Jesus takes his seat on the throne of his glory in the regeneration, they shall be given 12 thrones to sit on, and judgment will be given to them. That is, they'll judge the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, John, regeneration. Generation is birth. Regeneration is rebirth.
Or born again.
This is referring to a second birth, a born again experience, and it's exactly equivalent to the word resurrection from the dead. It has nothing to do with some imaginary spiritual experience of resurrection while somebody's alive, because it clearly says that it's going to happen when Jesus sits in the throne of his glory. Well, when did Jesus sit in the throne of his glory? Well, let's turn to Matthew chapter 25, and we'll find an answer to that. Jesus himself very clearly identifies when that is. In Matthew chapter 25, where he has just given this great discourse, referred to as the Olivet Discourse, and pointed out all of these things are going to take place leading up to the Parousia, and the key sign there is the destruction of Jerusalem. And so we see that the destruction of Jerusalem has taken place, and then it says, verse 31 of chapter 25, then the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy messengers with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Okay, so when does Jesus sit on the throne of his glory, or in the throne of his glory?
In the Parousia. In the Parousia.
After the destruction of Jerusalem. Once again, out goes the 40-year millennium. There is no possibility that these martyrs, dead people, were receiving saints prior to their resurrection. Excuse me, were receiving thrones prior to their resurrection. And John isn't willy-nilly. He's referring exactly in Revelation chapter 24 to what he learned from Jesus Christ in Matthew 19:28, that the 12 apostles, I believe that's Paul, not Judas, will sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel, when Jesus takes his seat in the throne of his glory in the resurrection, that is, in the regeneration, the new birth. And, of course, that's when Jesus Christ was born again. He died. He was dead. But he lived. How? By resurrection. That's a regeneration. Now, the scriptures teach that no regeneration took place between the regeneration of Jesus Christ and the regeneration of those that belonged to him at the time of the Parousia, which occurred clearly, according to all commentators of the preterist perspective, in 70 A.D. So, see, the 40-year millennial viewpoint destroys itself here again by claiming that the martyrs received thrones, priesthood, and authority at the same time the living did, because 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 1 Corinthians 15 clearly teach that both the living and the dead received those things in the Parousia of Jesus Christ, in the regeneration, when Jesus took his seat in the throne of his glory, just exactly like Jesus taught his apostles. So, again, the 40-year millennial view strikes out.
All right. There's another aspect of this, Lloyd, that we look at, that the perspective then is also that Jesus Christ was reigning from the approximate AD 30 to AD 70 once again. When we come back, let's take a look at that, folks. Was Jesus Christ reigning from 30 to 70? Another aspect to look at. I'm John Anderson. This is the Voice of Reason. We'll be back right after this. There's a whole lot more coming.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Welcome back to The Voice of Reason. I'm John Anderson, your host, and it's great to be with you on this Sunday evening. Lloyd Dale is my guest on this hour, and our topic is dealing with the idea of a 40-year millennium, beginning somewhere around 30 AD and ended in 70 AD. We're going to continue that in just a moment. But I want you to think about something, folks. In the future, if food becomes an issue, how valuable can it be? It's happening different parts of the world are suffering right now. Crops are being lost. Food shortages are being predicted by a lot of different people. Just do a Google search. Check it out for yourself. I've always believed silver and gold was a good investment, but one thing's for sure, you can't eat it. I believe that food will be one of the most valuable assets a person can have in the future. Whether you believe that or not, check out the information, make up your own mind. You see people like Lynn Beck and Gerald Celente, many others, saying, serious times are coming ahead, prepare. Well, you have the ability to do that with Ready Reserve Foods, who's been helping people for almost 40 years. They're their own manufacturer. Dehydrated food process, shelf life of at least 15 years or more. Go to ReadyReserveFoods.com. Check out, see what they have. There is a wealth of information. And if you'd like to call them, I'd love to hear from them. I'd be happy to help you. Send your catalog, 800-453-2202. 800-453-2202. Check it out for yourself. Make up your own mind. I made up mine a long time ago. I believe there are serious times ahead. What you choose to do about it or not is entirely up to you. Lloyd, let people know how to get a hold of you, sir, before we continue.
Well, they can contact me by telephone at 605-374-3291, or they can contact me by email at barldranch@sdplains.com. Now, that's all in lowercase letters, barldranch at sdplains.com. That telephone number, once again, is 605-374-3291.
Okay, Lloyd, right before the break, I brought up the issue that in this position, it would also be held that Jesus Christ reigned as king, basically from that 30 to 70 AD period in their idea of 40-year millennium. I'll let you address it, sir.
Well, one proponent of the 40-year millennial view, in a moment of weakness, astutely noted that if Christ did not begin to rule until 70 AD, then the putting down of his enemies and a ruling in the midst of his enemies did not begin until AD 70, because all admit that this began in the Parousia. Another proponent of this view, trying to countermand that astute notation by the first proponent, wrote, but yet Paul wrote, he must reign until his enemies are put under him. His reign and his putting down of his enemies are a synchronous event. Well, up to that point, that's true. He refers then to the psalmist who wrote Psalm 110. So let's take a look at Psalm 110 to see what the psalmist actually taught, as opposed to what the 40-year millennial view prognosticate. In Psalms 110, verse 1, we find these words very clear. The Lord, that is Yahweh, that's God the Father, said unto my Lord, that's the psalmist, Lord Jesus Christ. So we have God speaking to Jesus, and he said to him, sit, you sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Now, that's a Hebraic idiom, John, that translates very poorly into English. And unfortunately, it's grossly misunderstood, because many people think that the statement in 1 Corinthians 15 is dealing with this idiom, and it's not. We'll show you why.
All right. When we come back off the break, folks, hey, this to me is something I challenge all of you out there. Take a look at. We'll be back second half, fourth hour, right after this.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Welcome back to The Voice of Reason. I'm John Anderson, your host. Great to be with you. Hope you're enjoying the program so far. Lloyd, right before the break, you're bringing up a very important verse of Scripture, and that's Psalm 110, verse 1, that seems to be ignored completely, even though verse 2 is employed in this particular scenario, but the first verse is simply not mentioned. At least I couldn't find it.
Well, it's not ignored, it's just badly abused. And that's the problem with it, because here's the point. What we have in Psalms 110, verse 1, is God speaking to Jesus Christ, and he's going to say to him upon his ascension, "You sit at my right hand until." Now, until means something. It's not a meaningless word in that sentence. It means literally up until a certain point in time when I make thine enemies thy footstool. Now, as I said before, this is a Hebrew idiom that translates very poorly into English, and so what the translator should have done was to provide the meaning of the idiom rather than a rough translation of it. And the meaning of this idiom is that God is saying to Jesus, upon his ascension, you sit at my right hand until I place you in authority over your enemy. This is something God is going to do. This is something that Jesus said in Acts 1 he could not do because God had saved that power for himself. And so consistently the scripture points out that this is something that God is going to do at a specific time after the ascension. After Jesus has ascended and sat down at his right hand and served as prince and priest for a period of time, then he's going to place his enemies under his authority. Now, this verse is often referred to in the New Testament, but the actual inspired commentary on this verse occurs in Hebrews chapter 10, where we find that the author of Hebrews,
verse 13.
Well, I know where it is, but I just take a minute to turn there. I'm a slow page turner. Okay, in Hebrews chapter 10, in verse 13, actually I want to start in verse 12. The writer of Hebrews, who is not Paul, I don't think, many people do, but whoever the writer is, it doesn't make any difference. He was an inspired first century writer. And he wrote, "But this man," that's Jesus Christ, "after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God." Okay, how did he do that? Well, he ascended and sat down at the right hand of God, just exactly like Psalm 110 points out. And then the writer says in verse 13, "From there," that is, from the right hand of God, "expecting," that is, waiting in expectation, "until his enemies be made his footstool." Again, a Hebrew idiom that should have been defined rather than an attempt at translation. And so what we see here, Jesus ascends. He sits down at the right hand of the Father. There he waits as prince and high priest, just like Hebrews says he is, waiting and expecting the time when God is going to put his enemies under his authority. Now, it's only after that occurs. Now, notice, it had not occurred yet when Hebrews was written in about 68 A.D. It's a future event yet, because the author says we don't see yet this occurred. And so what's going to happen here? Well, the clear thing that's going to happen is what's described in 1 Corinthians 15, but which is misappropriated by the full preterist 40-year millennial viewpoint. And so here's the situation. Now notice, the Hebrew idiom is to make your enemies your footstool. In other words, to place enemies under your authority. Now notice that language is not found in 1 Corinthians 15. Rather, it's a completely different language. For it says there in verse 25, Jesus, I'm assuming that's what it means, because that's what it appears to be, "must reign until he hath put all enemies under his feet." Now notice, there it's Jesus putting enemies under his subjugation. Now, God is going to put the enemies under his authority, but once Jesus takes authority, as we find in Revelation 11, 15, and numerous other places, as we pointed out before, Matthew 25, verse 31 and following, when Jesus takes authority, then he begins the process of dealing with his enemies, or as it says in Psalms 110:2, reigning in the midst of his enemies. Now here's what the 40-year millennialists do with this verse. They say that because Paul writes he must reign, and that's in the present tense, that that's proof positive that Jesus has been reigning during this entire 40-year period since his ascension, which isn't quite 40 years, but we'll give them that. Okay, so this from the time of his ascension until Paul wrote this, Jesus has been reigning. But that's not what Paul's writing. We got to take Paul's context in point here. We can't just jerk verse 25 out of context and say that that's what's happening. The context of this is verse 22, verse 23, and verse 24. All right, now, in 22, we see that as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Now, again, this is often misused by Christians of many stripes because most of them want to insist that this is a salvation verse. They totally ignore the concept of the resurrection of both the good and the evil. And so they say that, well, okay, so Adam all die, and that those that are in Christ live. No, that's not what it says, and that's not what it means. It says that every single living person that ever died in Adam is going to experience resurrection by Jesus Christ. That is the resurrection of the good and the bad, the just and the unjust, just as the Scriptures consistently teach from Job to Daniel to the New Testament. All right, so what this is going to do then is that there's going to be a resurrection. Paul goes on in verse 23, but he says, every man or each man in his own order. So resurrection doesn't take place all at once. It's not one consummative general resurrection, as the full 40-year millennialists would have us believe, but it is rather a sequential or an ordered resurrection. And the order of that resurrection is first Christ. Christ is first. He's the first fruit. And then later, afterward, they that are Christ, or those that belong to Christ in his parousia. And then in verse 24, the rest of the dead. So see, there's exactly the same sequence we find that Jesus makes in John 5, 24 and 25. It's the same sequence we find in John 11. It's the same sequence we find in Revelation chapter 20, verse 4 and following. And the sequence is clear. The point is this. The parousia. That's when Jesus begins to reign. And he's parousia. So because of Paul's context, Jesus began to reign in the parousia, verse 23. Therefore, Paul can go on and say in the present tense, he must reign until he puts all of his enemies under his feet. Now, the parousia is when God put all of the enemies under Jesus' authority. That's verse 23. Now Jesus reigns to bring his enemies under subjugation to himself, as it says in verse 28, and when all things shall be subdued unto him. That's the process of reigning. He must reign until all things are subdued unto him, until he's put down all rule and all authority and all other power. And the last enemy being destroyed is death. Now, that didn't happen in 70 A.D. It's perfectly obvious it didn't happen because we still have death. We still have grave. We still have constant dying. In fact, just this last week, we had a crazed shooter out in Arizona mow down 19 people and kill 6 of them. That's death. Death has not been destroyed. I don't care what the preterists teach or anybody else tries to teach us. It is just simply not true that death has been destroyed. And the verse says, the last enemy being destroyed is death. So again, the order of destruction of death is the same as the order of resurrection. Jesus Christ destroyed death in his resurrection as the resurrection first fruit. Then those that belong to Jesus Christ destroyed death at their resurrection in his parousia. And then the rest of the dead destroy death in their resurrection, not in the parousia, as the 40-year millennial view would insist, but rather long, long, long after the parousia, at the time of the great white throne judgment. And it clearly says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the book according to their work. Okay? The only way that these dead can stand before God is by resurrection. These are the rest of the dead that John refers to in verse 5 of Revelation 20. And this isn't that the parousia. The parousia occurred up here in verse 4. This is the 1,000 years, figuratively speaking. Not a literal 1,000 years, but this long period of time during which the arch adversary of God is bound, not Lucifer, not some fallen angel, not some mythical being that's been created by the Catholic Church or some other Grecian ideology, but rather it's a very specific entity bound in the first century to be released, and at that point in time, there's going to occur the Battle of Gog and Magog, which is a worldwide attack against Christianity, and then God is going to intervene and protect the beloved city and destroy the army of Gog and Magog, and at that time he's also going to destroy that specific arch enemy, the adversary that is the deceiver of the nations, and cast him into the lake of fire and brimstone, verse 10. And then, and only then, after all of these things have taken place at the end of the 1,000 years, not at the parousia, as the 40-year millennial view would project, but at much, much later than that, but at that point in time, the dead are judged. And look what it says. The sea gave up the dead. In other words, there's no more dead in the sea. Death and the grave delivered up the dead which were in them. There's no more dead in the grave. In other words, it's a total fulfillment of Paul's statement in 1 Corinthians 15:22. And it says in verse 14, and death and the grave were cast into the lake of fire. Thus ends death and grave. There is no more death after death is finally destroyed by the resurrection of every living being of the past, just or unjust. Then there is no more death, there is no more grave, there is nothing but immortality, eternality, and the things that go with it.
Well, see, Lord, one of the issues here is the enemies of Christ, for he must reign until. Well, if the 40-year position was true, would it simply not simply mean that Christ would no longer have any more enemies? It seems to me he's got a few.
Well, absolutely, and that's one claim that the 40-year millennialists will make, that all of his enemies were destroyed in the first century, and you challenge them on that, and they say, well, it only refers to those enemies that he had in the first century. Well, that's pretty strange that he's ruling. He must reign until he puts all of his enemies under his feet. Again, note the language change there. This is not God putting enemies under Jesus' authority, but it's Jesus reigning with authority until he puts his enemies under his feet. Total different thing. Verse 25 is a reference to Psalms 110, verse 2. Jesus reigning in the midst of his enemies. And that's after the parousia of verse 23, when God put his enemies under his authority, made him King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and set him up in the position of authority to rule and reign, to put down all the enemies over time, to put down all other rule, all other authority, and all other power, and bring a complete end to death and the grave. A radically different picture than the 40-year millennialists would have us believe.
This certainly is, Lloyd, and it's fascinating when you go through this point by point, very systematically. It's an impossibility that the millennium ended in A.D. 70.
It's also an impossibility that it started in A.D. 30, thereabout.
Exactly.
Now, going on with this, Psalms 110:1 is referenced in this passage, but not in verses 23, 24, 25, and 26, or 27, but in verse 27, Notice what it says. For he, that's Jesus, puts all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under his authority. See, there's Psalms 110:1. God put everything under Jesus' authority. Then Jesus reigned, bringing his enemies under his feet, that is, subduing them and subjecting himself to his power and his authority. So ultimately, he puts an end to death, destruction, and the grave, and so on.
All right, when we come back, we'll wrap this up. I'm John Anderson. This is the Voice of Reason. Hope you're enjoying this, folks, because there's a lot of meat here. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Welcome back to The Voice of Reason. I'm John Anderson, your host. Great to be with you on this Sunday evening. Well, Dale and I have been talking about this issue of the idea of God wrapped up everything in AD 70, i.e. the 40-year millennium that's being reported out there. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. I want to take just a moment to remind you about David Morgan, who's with silver-investor.com. David has been doing this for a long time, and people have, over the last several years, have taken advantage of David's advice. He's now being on CNBC, Fox Business Channel, dealing with the issue of silver. And he has made a career out of being a student and passing that information on to people. He's now with a special situation with Midas Resources. If you will go there and check out the offer, it's very interesting. 877-878-6919. That's 877-878-6919. Or go to silver-investor.com. That's silver-investor.com. Okay, Lloyd, once again, before we kind of wrap this up, let people know how to get a hold of you.
They can telephone me at 605-374-3291, or they can email me at barldranch@sdplains.com. Now, that email address, all in lowercase letters, barldranch. @sdplains.com. The telephone number, once again, is 605-374-3291. The email address is barldranch@sdplains.com.
Lloyd, as we've taken 3 hours kind of go through this, in every point systematically, the Scripture seems to teach just the opposite of what's being purported. And this idea of a 40-year millennium that ended.
And we've just scratched the surface tonight.
Yes.
Oh, we just hit the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. We could go on and deal for at least another 3 hours with other tenets of the 40-year millennial viewpoint that can be demonstrated to be erroneous.
Yet, when we look at this logically and systematically, not trying to take a position and prove it, but what does the Scriptures actually teach? As one of the proponents of this position has stated, when a person uses the Scripture, go there and check it out and see what it's saying. Well, in doing so, that's exactly what you and I have done tonight, Lloyd. And it's kind of like weighed in the balances and found wanting.
Well, John, I'd like to wrap this hour up tonight with a little story.
All right.
I heard of about a 40-year millennial guy made the statement one time that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 40-year millennial view. I didn't want to accept it, but I was dragged kicking and screaming into that viewpoint. I was curious, and so I called him up and I asked him, well, what was your viewpoint before you were dragged kicking and screaming into the 40-year millennial viewpoint? His answer is a shocker. He said, I didn't really have one. Now, what? He had some kicking and screaming out of a non-viewpoint.
Okay.
Another one?
I don't have a position on this, and furthermore, you're not going to get me out of it. Thanks, Lloyd. We'll talk to you soon. I'm John Anderson. This is the Voice of Reason. Have a great week, folks. May God bless you all. See you next week. So long for now.